This is Raz FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Indeed, I told you that on the line I have the newly elected speaker of Emalahleni local municipality. That's Councillor Millicent Shabangu. She joins me now in conversation. Speaker, good evening and congratulations.
Good evening, Musa. Yes, greetings to yourself and greetings to the RISE FM listeners, the people of Emalahleni, the entire province. It is indeed an honor to interact with our communities.
Without a doubt.
Thank you, Musa.
Honorable Speaker, yesterday, we saw obviously your election into office, and it looks by the look of things that about 35 votes were cast in your favor, meaning 35 councillors pledged support into your candidates in a council seating of a capacity of 68 people. Obviously, you've gained more than 50% of obviously the capacity of the council, those who have pledged support in your candidacy there. Talk us through around how best would you want your tenure as the council speaker in the next remaining months till the local government elections? Would you like it to be defined?
Okay, well, thank you, Musa. My tenure in council will be defined by accountability, transparency, accessibility, and people servant, because I am here to serve the people of Emalahleni with honor and dignity. I want to make sure that our people pride themselves with the municipality council, especially.
I like that, Speaker, because one of the things that you have done, and you've been honest, you know, I must commend you. You know, your office, when we were trying to get hold of you yesterday, they told us that you'd be locked up in meetings and they proposed that you'd be coming today. And today it was not even a hassle for us to get you. In fact, your office was the one inundating us with a lot of calls asking, are you guys still interested in talking to the Speaker? So, on that participation and availability, I have to give you. But let's look into the role that you are stepping into. Obviously, you are stepping into a position that was held by, obviously, your predecessor now. You look at, the number of concerns that have been in the municipality or in the community of Emalahleni. I mean, there's been alleged abuse of stakeholder relations with the private companies in and around Emalahleni. How do you intend to gain the public trust or the confidence more so when you engage with, be it the business or even the mining sector within Emalahleni? Because previously, that's largely why the community rose and led a march saying we are tired of the person who was occupying that particular seat. How do you then somewhat plan to gain that public trust in terms of the role of the speaker and the responsibilities thereof?
Okay, well, we have indicated in our acceptance speech that we will work tirelessly to strengthen public participation and improve our stakeholders' relations engagement. We will soon be meeting with all stakeholders, including the mining sector. By so doing, we will be safeguarding the public trust, which will require us to conduct our work with integrity and transparency, and in a manner that brings order and dignity to the city. Well, Musa, those pools of meetings will indicate if indeed the abuse of stakeholders' relations does exist. We will then put systems in place to remedy whatever situation that might lead to public distrust. That's all I can say in your question. Thank you.
Honorable Speaker, there's also a huge responsibility. I know that, you are tasked with this particular role until we convene the next local government elections, which are, expected to be in 2026. But since 2021, we've been back and forth around the issue of Section 106. I've seen other political parties saying that they'll be writing to you in relation to the Section 106. And your role in this instance is to lobby Cogsta to formally bring the report into the council so that you can table it among the members in that council. What is your appetite, Speaker, in relation to that? I'm sure that even before you came into the council, these are issues that you were well versed with, largely from the community, of even leaked reports and subsequently people taking each other to court. I'd like to gather from you, what are your interests just around bringing accountability from even those who might have abused power in the municipality before you?
Well, Musa, you are singling out one report out of many reports that the Speaker has tabled before Council. However, I can assure you that all reports that are due to be tabled before Council will be brought to Council. But I must say that I'm here to receive a handover report from the former Speaker on what work and outstanding matters. Only then I will know which reports, or rather, which matters needs the attention of the Speaker. Mr. Remember, I got elected yesterday, but I can assure you and the people of Malahlane, we will hit the ground running.
Mm.
So I will be a regular in your radio station so that our community is informed. You know, we have started with our 100 days in office today. And in between, we will come and take interviews to outline our work in progress. Thank you.
How does that picture of 100 days look, Speaker? Because your role, largely is public participation. And it's different from the office of the executive mayor, because the executive mayor is somewhat gauged based on deliverables. How do we then assess you on your work in the next 100 days?
Well, as I've indicated that I have started my 100 days today, obviously I'll be having a lot of meetings, and as I've indicated to you that I am yet to receive a handover report from the former Speaker, and indeed I'll be calling a lot of stakeholders, be it your business, be it your all stakeholders that falls in the office of the Speaker. So I don't want to say much on that, because Musa, you must understand that I was elected yesterday and my official that day of office is actually today.
Yes.
So like I indicated to you that I am open for another interview.
Sure.
And yes, I will be coming in and out of your radio station to outline everything that is expected of the Speaker's office. So can I just end there? Thank you very much.
Speaker, I don't want to bombard you with so many questions, but all of this was to say congratulations. We welcome you in the space and we hope to be interacting with you very soon. But I'm pretty much interested, what are issues of interest to you when it comes to service delivery? Because also, we need not to subject the office of the Speaker as that not of delivering service, because you play quite a very important role in a sense that where municipality fails with its funds, your office kicks in lobbying in support from the stakeholders, because that's what you are entitled with in terms of the public participation, the stakeholder engagement, because you play a critical role in bringing private sector into the municipality. I'm pretty much interested on your areas of interest in terms of service delivery.
Okay, now thank you very much, Musa. Yes, indeed, I would not want to only say the issue of service delivery is only the matter of the executive mayor. It's a concern for all of us, even myself as a speaker, I have to make sure that we make sure that service delivery it is attended to, and to intensify services for the community of Eskom's debt, and to encourage our community to pay services, because it is very much important that our communities do pay their services. So I will also make sure they also monitor their work to make sure that they do attend to the issue of service delivery as councillors, and make sure that they work closely together with our communities and maybe those outreaches to make sure that people do understand that to pay services, it is very much important, because you know that when services are not paid, the municipality does not collect the revenue. So it is a concern for all of us. My work is to make sure that all councillors, I monitor them, that they do deliver to a service delivery to our community. So yes, Musa, thank you. Can I just end there? Thank you very much.
Speaker, before I let you go, you know, there's one issue that is central to the office of the speaker, and most municipalities are failing in that, in a sense that you've got what you call the ward committees as a result of, obviously, you know, deciphering the information that comes from council into, you know, a marginalized group within a ward. And you find that those who form part of the ward committee are being paid. And often than not, these public gatherings in a ward, they do not happen. And sometimes they falsify reports and signatures of who was there and whatnot. Can I get something from you, Speaker, at least in terms of a pledge of ensuring that you hold councillors and those who form part of ward committees accountable? Because they are equally getting paid by municipalities and councils as a result of the work that they are doing from a ward base. Is there something that you have thought of already as you come in? Because I know that it's your first day in office, Speaker, but you are coming into the municipality knowing very well the issues. And often than not, these ward councillors are not known in the communities they live in, because some, they leave immediately after they are elected. They go to suburban areas, leaving the people vulnerable.
Okay. Okay, Musa. You've said a lot of things that I'm not even aware of, as I've indicated that I've just joined the office yesterday. For you to even say they are registered that are forged, I'm not aware of that. And they are ward councillors that are elected, and after they are elected, they move to another place, and they are not known in community. I am not aware of that, but I will hope to all councillors to ensure that ward committees are accountable to council and the community, and I will make sure that I monitor them. Because I have said it in my beginning when I was speaking to you to say I am yet to receive all reports in my office, and I shall come back to your radio station, Musa, to outline a whole lot of questions that I know you have a lot of questions, but I don't want to dwell much on things that I am not even aware of, to say that people are elected, the community does not even know that they forge a register that I've not yet received. Such a report. I don't want to speak on something that I am not even aware of. Thank you.
Speaker, let's allow you to settle and we'll bring you back, and maybe post your 100 days in office will definitely reflect on some of the achievements you would have achieved then. I really appreciate the time and the frankness in your responses, and we will definitely hold you to your word, bring you back onto the show. All the best and congratulations, Speaker.
Thank you so much, Musa. All the best to you too. Enjoy your night. Thank you.
There you have it, the newly elected Speaker in the Council of Emalahleni, that's Councillor Millicent Shabangu. Yeah, we wish her well in her tenure as Speaker of the Emalahleni Local Municipalities Council. Yeah, well, the Speaker says let's allow her to settle. And I think it's fair, but it's also important for us to pose this thing to the Speaker early on, so that when we bring them post 100 days in office, she doesn't say she didn't know. Because what we'll do is definitely play these questions back to her in 100 days and ask her, Speaker, but we told you, and you said you didn't know about them then. That's what we've been doing with all other executives in these local municipalities. But I really appreciate the Speaker and her office for having availed her just following the day she's been elected in council. That special council there that saw her election and 35 votes in her favor in a council of about 68 members. Very, very, very important a responsibility she's been tasked with there. But we wish her well. That's the councillor Shabangu there.